This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, for the news in the comments. How are you today, my friend Buzz?
I am well, Donna, Mike.
Broadcast professional Michael J. Elston.
Here he is now.
Who is that guy?
Hi. Embattled Atlanta Falcons player Michael Vick is putting his Georgia mansion up for sale. TMZ.com reports that the 7-bedroom, 8.5-bath abode is selling for $4.5 million. When you work out the monthly mortgage payments, expect to pay a little over $23,000 a month to enjoy the his and her closets, the lakefront view, and the exercise room. Earlier this month, an arbitrator ruled that the Falcons are entitled to nearly $20 million paid to Vic for future services. He's apparently trying to pay that bill by selling this house.
Arbitrator.
Bad day on Wall Street today. The Dow closed down 366 points.
Whoa.
Yeah. Police in Washington.
But when the Dow was up, like, isn't it like around 15,000 or something like that?
It was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, but I mean, if
it's in the 13s again now.
Again, I am admittedly stupid about this.
Right.
But I remember when it got to 10,000.
Big deal when it got to 10,000.
People said, this is great.
Yeah.
So why don't we look back and say, hey, it's over 10, it's at 13.
Hey, you know what? You take the good with the bad.
That's right.
It goes up, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it goes.
Is 300 points enough to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up?
Yeah, over 300 points is a big day. I mean, a record day was, like a crash. 87 was, what, 500 points or something like that?
Yeah. In fact, August of this year was the last time we had that kind of a drop.
The big crash, which was 87, was when it went down 500 points. So, in answer to your question, 300 points makes you kind of clear your throat and raise your eyebrows. It doesn't make me move on anything.
But in 87, when it went down 500 points, the Dow was nowhere near 10,000.
Right.
So,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
All,
it's kind of relative in that way, right? And you know what? It's a scary, scary time with the, you know, housing market being in the situation that it's in, because nobody really sees us spinning out of that. But one of the things I hear about the markets is, you know, that the fundamentals and all that good stuff are very solid, and you have to hang in there. So people that panic, you know, you just can't do that. And
Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods Market, good stock.
Also
very,
like,
very good stuff.
Also like that Chinese market they have down on Saturday morning down by Verizon Center.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
New, you know, I love to give you tips, right?
Also like Walmart.
You know, the stock tips I love to give you. Sell your Walmart. Not looking real good right now.
I was just trying to think of anything that ended with Mark.
I got a good one for
you. I don't have any stock at all.
Well, listen, you want a sure thing? Pornco. Really. Print it. Pornco.
The only stock I have is CBS stock.
Good for you.
Fortunately, I bought that, I think, at like 23.
Right.
And I believe now 10, 11 years later, maybe it's at $24 a share.
Didn't you get Snotron when I told you to get Snotron?
Snotron.
You didn't go with that, right?
I didn't go with Snotron.
Yeah, they didn't get the defense contract they were looking for. It really sucks.
A police here in Washington have found a...
Honey, are you...
Here on America's number one network.
For goodness sake, CBS.
CBS.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
That's all right. Police in Washington have found a stolen tanker truck. Officials say the tanker filled with fuel was hijacked at gunpoint this morning while the driver was refueling at a gas station in Baltimore.
Tanker?
Irony.
According to police, when the driver got back into the truck, he was forced out of the vehicle by a man with a gun. Along that man's escape route, he dumped over 7,000 gallons of gas at one gas station.
I hope none got on Cal.
But because 5 hours passed between the hijacking and the notification of the public, the driver is still on the loose.
What the hell did he do it for?
You know, we don't know. I mean, your first guess is maybe an act of terrorism.
Yeah, that's what you would think. But he dumped the gas.
Then he dumped the gas.
Yeah.
So who knows?
It was in Baltimore, though, right?
Hello there. Come on, hon. I just wanted to drive a truck.
Started in Baltimore, ended in D.C.
Just wanted to drive me a tanker truck.
A cow.
I like tanker trucks ever since I had a Tonka.
Now, since we scared the dickens out of you yesterday with the news about the outbreak of staph infections, it's only right that we tell you things you can do to protect yourself from it. The flesh-eating and sometimes fatal germ is resistant to the usual antibiotics, and it can be passed through...
Mike, why are you scratching your genitals and then rubbing your eyes?
Your eyes?
Oh, no, I've got it!
It can be passed through that kind of casual contact, so here's what you do. If you at any time see an unusual infection on your skin, something like a boil, see a doctor right away. The sooner you do this, the easier it is to treat.
Remember, Mike, the three steps. It's mouth,
anus.
Hold on, because he had strep throat, strep anus, and strep penis. So it'd be hands to mouth to bottom to wet thing.
So back to the mouth, and then in any particular combination. Then
a family member who's now a grown-up man.
But the most important thing was probably butt to mouth.
He had at one time strep.
And then to the front.
Strep throat, strep anus, and strep penis. Right. I had never heard of the latter. The latter two.
He's lucky he's not blind.
You know, that's kind of redundant, the last two.
I wouldn't be concerned about any of it if I could just, lick this CI thing that I have. Constant itching. Constant itching. So damn frustrating. It truly is.
So watch out for unusual infections. The second thing, wash your hands a lot and insist that other people do the same.
Good luck. I'd like to say that to all of you cats here.
You know, seriously, we could get maybe just a legitimate hot water source in this building. It might be a little more sanitary.
You mean a quart of slightly warm water is not enough?
Is that water heater we have here?
Is that your excuse, though, for not washing your hands?
I wash my hands. No, I wash my hands every day.
So do I.
I wash my hands compulsively. But we're washing them with at the very best, lukewarm water, and most of the time, ice cold water.
I'll have you know that water is 78 degrees.
Is it really?
I don't know.
It ought to be hot. I like my hot water to have steam coming off.
Exactly.
Can't we break through the wall of the chiropractor's office and like tap into one of his lines?
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
So wash your hands a lot. If you have any cuts, scrapes, or open sores of any kind, keep those sores clean and keep them covered with a bandage. This is another way to protect yourself against this nasty virus, the nasty germ.
What if they're on your lip?
Well, you're just going to have to get some of that canker sore cream.
Okay, that, all right.
Avoid.
What if they're on your tip?
If they're on your tip.
See a doctor.
But they're covered because normally your tip is not exposed, but for brief periods of time.
When I'm not here, my tip is always out.
Constantly.
My tip.
I tip the waiter. Tip the waitress.
I have a staph infection on my tip.
Speaking of tips, here's another one. Avoid touching anyone else's bandage. For example, during a handshake, if they have a Band-Aid on their hand, you don't want to shake hands with that person.
Gross.
So this is the new policy? Don't touch someone else's bandage?
Right.
Never. Yeah. I mean, it used to be good policy, but not anymore.
Hey, smell this.
Don't share a razor with anyone or a towel.
Right, I know.
And at the gym, wipe off all equipment before using it.
Oh, man, I'd stay out of a gym.
Best advice, stay out of hospitals.
Can
you do that, Rob?
From now on.
Let's both of us do that.
Okay.
Here, shake my bandage on it.
Stay out of the gym, Rob.
Does this look infected?
Most cases of this are passed in a hospital, so all of these rules I just gave you, you should be especially careful about them at a hospital.
Very good.
Hospital might really trouble me
more
than the gym.
Sure.
I'm much more likely to end up in a hospital.
Hey, you know, though, I mean, we've all done this. Anybody that's played any kind of sports or gone to gym class or gone to a workout,
not Rob.
Or worked out in a gym, the grossest, right? Mm-hmm. The Band-Aid in the public shower. Have you ever seen it?
Sure, of
makes
course.
Me want to vomit.
And the thing is, it sits there like the rat that it is.
And nobody's going
to
touch it.
No one wants to touch it. You want to wait for the Band-Aid boy or whatever his name is.
To clean the shower.
Yeah, the towel boy to come by and take
so
it up.
So disgusting.
I can trump that.
What?
The Band-Aid with blood on it. In the hallway, 7th floor of the Park Central Hotel, New York City.
How long was it?
3 days.
3 days it was there.
3 days. The same time that I found cherry stems in my hotel room.
Yeah, any place where the public goes.
That was a fun place to stay when we were broadcasting from that Big Apple.
There's a nice endorsement if you're going to go to New York City.
It's the Park Central, everybody.
Hey, it's central to everything.
It is. Right? Mm-hmm. To disease.
It is, as we mentioned yesterday, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The idea
it is Man Watchers Compliment Week.
Well, the idea
I had never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
The idea is to raise awareness about breast cancer for early diagnosis and better cures.
I've never been that attached to my breast. I don't really identify with it's not my thing. You know,
your hair is your thing.
My hair's fine.
Breasts are not your thing.
No, they're not my thing. And in fact, I said this back that I remember. I said, if you put up like 30 pairs of breasts and said, like, pick yours, I'd be like,
I'd be in heaven.
But they could be those. Like, I don't know.
Guys would go crazy.
Honk, honk.
Right.
When it comes to raising breast cancer awareness, some girls in Kansas are in trouble for not being Kansas-y enough about it. They printed up T-shirts that feature two large baseballs, captioned underneath with the words, "Save Second Base."
That's funny.
Oh, I get it. Okay, all right. Like feeling a girl up. Okay.
They sold these T-shirts to raise money for cancer research. Their goal was $10,000 by the end of this month. They have now been told by their female principal that the shirts crossed the line by implying indecent meaning. The girls didn't design the T-shirts. That was done by a group named after a woman who died from breast cancer.
Principal Jim Nance.
You can listen, that's over the line, girls.
Guys.
Here on America's number one network.
Second base. Do you mean sexual? Put them away.
Way over the line.
Guys.
You can still get this fundraising shirt at saljournal.com. That's saljournal.com.
How about it, Phil? You ever feel a woman's breast, Phil Sims?
No, I haven't, Jim.
Our soldiers in Iraq have finally gotten their silly string. Silly string has become a valuable survival tool for our troops. It helps them spot tripwires for bombs. Fire a string 4 or 5 feet ahead of yourself. If it hangs in the air somewhere for a moment, it's because it got caught on a tripwire. And it did so without providing enough force to set off the IED.
Silly string!
Charlie, you're going to Iraq.
I'm excited about it, Dog.
Colonel Stuhang Stabilak.
Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuhang Stabilak.
Oh, no.
They said if you go over, get all the silly string you want.
How many birds are on your colonel? How many?
It's a chicken.
How many stars?
It's a funky chicken. Wee! I love being in the army. Can I touch your bandage? Lick it.
Well, the mother of one of our soldiers has been working tirelessly to get our soldiers the silly string they say they need. But because it's an aerosol, it's dangerous and expensive to ship. But thanks to this concerned mother, 80,000 more cans of silly string are now on their way to Iraq.
Good.
Tip of the silly string capped Marcel Shriver and Tom Campbell of New Jersey. She's the mom. He's the guy who owns the shipping company who made this possible.
There's something I do quite often, and everyone else should as well. If you go to a website, USO, anything like that, for a really a pretty nominal amount, like $20, you can click on, and it sends a guy over there a box of stuff that he can't get,
right?
Including, like, socks, I don't know, DVDs.
Would it be USO.com that would have
candy
that?
Candy bar, yeah. I mean, we've done it, I think, for almost 2 years now.
Okay, great idea.
It's a pretty nice way to think about it. And I rationalized it one day on TV when I was feeling tremendously guilty because I'm so mad about the Feed the Children. I'm tired of seeing that. You know, I'm in a good mood watching TV. The last thing I want to do, you know, I'm laughing at TV. The last thing I want to see is some starving kid. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm there for entertainment. I'm not there to know how awful the world is. And they almost got me this time because they said, you know, the guy came on with a whole, for $20-whatever a month,
right,
you can support a child. And I really thought about it, and I thought, I'd rather send the money to go to our guys in Iraq.
Of course.
Because I was reading articles about to send them a box of peanut butter cups, for instance, is a delicacy that they don't get.
Sure.
You send them a DVD. You send them a DVD of anything. They go out of their minds for it, seriously.
And if you go to DonAndMikeWebsite.com and click the icon, you can send Mike lobsters.
Yeah, and I really need them.
And he really does enjoy them.
I need
them. It's hard for him to get them here.
Please.
It's USO.org, and donations start at $10.
Okay.
That's very good. Yeah.
I do it all the time, and it really, I mean, I don't mean to sound like Jack Diamond in the morning, but it really is a nice way to do something, especially when you see the notes, like, from the guy saying, you won't believe how much a fresh stick of deodorant is worth over here.
Right, right, absolutely.
The Army is recruiting gay soldiers.
Yeah.
What? That's our
gay,
story.
Gay, like a homosexual?
Exactly like that.
A closeted homosexual.
Mm-hmm, same thing.
What? You're saying it's a gay thing?
I am, when we continue.
Gay, like a homosexual?
I said yes.
Honey, are you gay?
Yes.
Gay.
Thank you.
Why do we have so many tapes that are gay?
What does that say about
us? Thank you, Charlie.
Maybe it's because that's all we're thinking about, Charlie.
Well, what have we here?
What did we get sent from the United States today, Charlie?
Well, what you have here is a nice round bottom. Mine. Charlie.
Dad, look.
Professor.
Look what someone from USO.org sent me, Dad. It's a box of poppers.
Wonderful, and a nice chocolate cake. I'll pour you some milk, Charlie.
Kiss me hard, Dad.
My pleasure, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, Buzz.
Yeah.
More news coming right up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I think we all learned a very good lesson today on the show about when you're going to get guests. As with the prior regime, it was just call whenever you want, even if you're out, like, at the Beverly Mall shopping.
Yes, in an underground tunnel.
We've got a new rule now. We're going to try this. All celebrities or people who are interested in it who call the show got to be on hard lines.
Yes.
So we're going to do that with, what's her name from The Office, that nice lady?
Hello, very good.
On Monday, and also Monday scheduled to appear on a hard line, the Jolly Shatman.
Ah, William Shatner.
Very cool. Long time since we chatted with him.
Yeah. He's a blast. He's
and great. I got first dibs on this, okay? I call this.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're nutty about Shatner, and you're nutty about Shatner, me to a lesser extent. Mm-hmm. So I just call asking him if he watched football over the weekend with Henry Rollins.
Very good.
That's an excellent question.
Because I remember when Henry Rollins was on the show, he said he went over there just for the atmosphere.
Yep, exactly.
The ambiance.
Great question.
Of Shatner.
Denny Crane.
Shatner. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz always on a hard line.
That's right.
Buzz is always hard.
You better believe it.
Thank you. You can thank USA.
And somebody sent me an email here at donandmikewebsite.com.
Uh-huh.
That's something we're going to get working on to get our website a little up to speed here. Joe just passed me a couple of emails that people said if you take Mucinex a lot, which I've taken recently, it cuts down on your number three.
Really?
You know, that makes sense. That's entirely possible.
Well, I would rather have a snotty nose than have, you know.
Less of that.
Without my Peter North thing.
Right.
So yeah, give me snot any day.
Drink lots of water.
We'll look for more snot.
Mucinex.
Mm-hmm.
You can, speaking of that, you can thank
they should put that on the label, though. I mean,
don't you think?
May retard spunk.
Ew.
That's the wording you'd want?
may retard spunk.
That's the simplest way to put it,
right? Keep away from the word retard on any medicine package, I think.
Be careful.
You can thank USA Today for tipping
Denny off Crane.
For tipping off the Pentagon that it was running a recruitment ad for troops on a gay website. You see, year to year...
Gay, like a homosexual?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see, that's ironic and odd because year to year, the Pentagon kicks out tens of thousands of qualified folks for being gay.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
We're gay. And
there they were advertising on a gay website. Yes, during a time of war, the Pentagon sends home translators and medical personnel we desperately need for the war. The Pentagon made some kind of advertising buy and wound up on the website known as GLEE, which stands for Gay, Lesbian, and Everybody Else.
Tell me about it. I live there, Buzz. I got it bookmarked.
What a great website.
It's not a porn site. It's a site for professionals, and it features ads for available jobs.
I have it bookmarked along with the DWI lawyer that I heard the ad on WJFK for, where the I don't know which disc jockey it is who's reading the ad, says, hey, if you're ever worried about a DUI,
bookmark it.
Go to this guy and bookmark it. I'm thinking, who wants to bookmark this? Like, oh yeah, this happens so often.
Yes, again.
I gotta get this guy on my favorite.
You might want to just reverse the thinking of that. You know, try to modify behavior and then go to the guy.
No excuse to ever have more than one DUI. Please.
Have you guys heard that ad that we were on?
Oh, yes.
Where the guy says, and he doesn't identify himself. It's one of the junkies. I don't know which one it is.
Bookmark it so you don't get booked.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now, because it's been tipped off by a reporter for USA Today, someone at the paper who just happened to stumble across that website, I'm sure, the Pentagon has pulled its 8,000 ads off of the Glee website. A National Guard.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm not saying nothing.
Right.
A National Guard spokesman says the ad placement in this case was unintentional because the website doesn't meet the moral standards of the military.
A latex suit, $299.
How?
And think about this the next time you're taking
private off. Private pile. What is that in your locker?
Is that a jelly donut in your foot locker, boy?
That's a new spin. Mm-hmm. Think about this the next time you're taking off your shoes at the airport. A new government report says...
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900.
Now, everybody... Get in line and come over by private pile and hit him with the soap that's in the tube sock. Hit him hard.
Yeah, boy.
New government reports as airline security has actually gotten...
Joker, you're a peacenik. You're riding for Stars and Stripes, but you're really a peacenik, and you have a peace symbol on your army suit.
From now on, you're private Joker.
Government reports as airline security's actually gotten worse since the government took it over in the days after 9/11. The latest findings show that screeners are missing the fake bombs 60% of the time.
I'm not happy.
I'm not either.
Yeah, at LAX, which apparently really does stand for lax, they miss the fake bombs 75% of the time. When private security did the screening, as it used to, the fake bombs only got through 40% of the time. That still sucks, but just not as much as the government's version.
Wow.
The safest major airport to fly out of is San Francisco, which may be staffed with gay people who've been kicked out of the army. Potty talk can land your ass in jail. In Scranton, PA, a woman's facing 90 days in jail on a $300 fine for yelling profanities at her toilet.
90 days, Jerry.
My attorney will be in touch.
Happened last week. Dawn Herb's upstairs toilet started overflowing. She shouted, according to her, more than a few curse words. Unfortunately, her window was open and the swearing was heard and disliked by her next door neighbor, a policeman.
His name was probably Paul, the swearing Paul.
He yelled at her for it to stop cursing. She did not. So he, the cop, called the cops to report her.
It has no dignity.
An officer came out and cited Dawn for disorderly conduct, quoting Dawn, "It doesn't make sense. I was in my house." And finally, it's that time of year again in Central Florida.
What's that, Buzzy?
The strip club's giving out free flu shots. Second year in a row.
I love it.
Rachel's Gentleman's Club in Castleberry is giving the shots from noon till 4 to its customers aged 55 and over.
55 and over. I like that even better.
If you're over 65, you get a free lunch. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's not the song.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's the song.
There it is.
All right. All right.
Loose. I'm loose like the skin around Holly Morris's neck.
You go win something big.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know what happens with Regis Philbin.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Friedman. Love you, Bartlett. Andy, we'll see you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
Because autumn is here, and it's a time to rake leaves and cider and apples and Peter North.
Peter North.
Vanessa Del Rio.
Don't take Mucinex.
Barbecue.
Don't funk with a spunk.
Barbecue.
This is the Don and Mike Show.